Welcome to the NCO Journal Podcast. I'm Sergeant Joni Jackson. Today we are here to discuss the importance of writing within the NCO Corps with the Command Sergeant Major of the Army University at Fort Leavenworth. Command Sergeant Major Teresa Duncan, we are very pleased you can join us today to speak with us about writing skills throughout an NCO's career. How are you, Command Sergeant Major?
Hey, good morning, sister. Thank you so much for the invite. I truly appreciate it. And it's always a great day to talk with soldiers. So I recently spent some time at the Harvard University doing a learning innovation laboratory. And they said something in there that was so important and has just now been a part of every speech that I do. And it's from a old philosopher, John Dewey. And he said that we do not learn from experience. We learn from the reflection of the experience. And that's so important. And I think that when we write, we're reflecting on the thoughts that we have. And I think that's why it's probably most important to me.
First question, how can learning to write develop a junior NCO?
I think it helps the soldier, helps our young NCOs by taking that momentary pause between, you know, if you've read the emotional intelligence, we learn it's the gap between our limbic system, which is our emotions, and our frontal lobe, which is our decision-making, our critical thinking processes. And right in between there is that emotional piece. And, you know, when we take time to write, we take time to think about what our emotions are telling us to say. So I think it's important for soldiers because it adds that thinking process and gets them going. I think it also helps them prep for the professional military education that they're about to go in, which is focused on assisting with their creative and critical thinking processes.
When we think about schools like ALC, SLC, MLC, or even USASMA, how can literary skills improve an NCO's career, like stepping stones?
That's a great question, sister. I think it definitely helps us during the process of our advanced senior leadership courses. As you know, even MLC is much more about writing. And again, because we have time in those schools to think about things, to process things, we get that through our writing processes. Our stories can't be shared if we don't write them down to share them in the future, which is important. But getting them out, getting them through our critical thinking, our cognitive processing abilities are important.
Can refined literary skills help leadership development for NCOs of any MOS, like even if their job doesn't involve writing?
As you're going through academia, it's kind of neat. The younger process is the freshman year. They actually start out with journal writing. So just writing what you're doing, writing about your thoughts, and then progressing into now supporting those thoughts with actual facts. And we get that through scholarly literature, peer-reviewed literature. So in processes, I would start out originally just getting your writing down, being able to do that thoughtful process, that cognitive ability of taking my thoughts and translating them onto paper, making it mean something. Why is it important for someone to want to read what I'm writing? And then as we go through the processes, we go through our higher writing processes, we should look at how can we not just take what we think, but then support it with the facts. I think that it allows us to create discussion with other personnel on what we're writing, and I think it helps us to improve ourselves. We do fitness through physical part. We talk about reps and sets, and I think if we were to do that in writing as well, we'd help improve ourselves.
That's very insightful. So people should continue writing to improve. It seems that's the only way to do it. And just as you mentioned with fitness, you have to continue to exercise your body, and with writing, exercise your mind. What resources do you recommend to help soldiers and NCOs like myself to improve writing?
Yeah, I think some of the resources out there, you have Higher Learning. We have, ironically, on your website, the Army University Press. You know, we have the NCO Journal, which is a great tool for people to go in and kind of look at how to start their writing. And again, that's by great NCOs who have written down their thoughts and then gotten assistance from you all on how to progress that into a scholarly writing. And then the other great piece is we have the Journal of Military Learning, which is a peer-reviewed article. So getting into those, I think you can actually go into any writing courses. I actually went on the internet last night knowing that I was coming in here today and actually looked up an article on why we write. I mean, there's some pretty great examples there and some assistance there. So thank God for Google. Google can help you out, and Google Scholar is your scholarly writing. So I would go in those places and take a look.
Are there ways a soldier can publish their writing within the military?
When I go out and talk about this now, I always say reach back to my great Army U Press. I think the biggest problem we have with not writing is because we're afraid of what people will think and we're just not as self-confident in it. And yet if we could just put those thoughts on paper and then have your team assist them with writing it. So again, going on the Army U Press page and reaching out, going to those contacts on that page to help our soldiers write.
Yes, I agree. A lot of NCOs are afraid to express themselves. But along with academic writing, there is personal writing development they can do to improve their confidence level. The opportunity for peer review is there. Before submitting a paper to a class or to be published, it's always helpful to have someone look over your work.
And if I could capitalize on that a little bit. As you're writing and you want to start with the NCO journal, absolutely, I would send it to a peer and a mentor and have them look at it and verify, you know, hey, yeah, this is great. And is this something that people want to write about, right? And then the ultimate thing is when you get to the Journal for Military Learning, I actually, which is kind of neat, am able to sit on that board process. And it's neat because as they go through these scholarly people with doctorate degrees, go through each article, they actually say, hey, this one isn't quite there, but then they assign a mentor to run them through the process to get it picked up again. Because just as it may not get into one, it may get into the next one. So it's kind of neat, another way of developing yourself and your learning processes.
Why is it helpful to have writing skills beyond your military career?
Ironically, as you get out there and you start writing resumes, knowing how to write them, what to put in them, again, you always need to share your story. And I'm not even sure you said it, but someone said it once. Either share your story or someone do it for you, right? And you may not like what they say about you. So it's always important to get out there and share it. And I love what Benjamin Franklin said, either write something worth reading or do something worth writing about. And so I think, again, it's just another way of going through your thought processes, being able to reflect on your experiences. And I think that's the importance of writing. Whether you're writing for yourself or writing for someone else to read it, it's important. I mean, we talk about sharing our story with the Army, and it's important because who knows about the Army the best? And again, because we have that candor and that authenticity, leave it to an NCO to write about what they really think is important.
Is there any words you like to add to encourage NCOs to continue climbing the ladder of their career?
As I write my resume now, I realize that I need different type of writing skills. So I think sharing your story of what you've done, not just in the Army, but outside the Army, we share with our communities. We're the best recruiters. We share our story, right? And then I think the levels in which we go through, first doing that journal writing, as we discussed earlier, into the NCO journal where we get some help. We have their thoughts and we have what we think, supporting it with some peer-reviewed facts. And then obviously the ultimate would be to get into that Journal of Military Learning. As we all know, Sergeant Major Kanesha Trent has done from the Sergeant Major's course. She's the first NCO to get into that peer review, and she just did that, broke that glass ceiling through our last quarterly process. So very exciting to see where our NCOs are going to take it. I would also suggest that when we send out drafts of doctrine, get into that, read it, and put your thoughts down. The sky's your limit on what you can do in writing. And I just ask that they find a passion and they write about it and they see it through, because someone else might have that same passion, and you helping them get there is just going to be a phenomenal idea.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Command Sergeant Major Duncan. And as Command Sergeant Major Duncan stated in a quote by John Dewey, we do not learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on experience. You too can join in on the conversation by following our Facebook and Twitter at NCO Journal or Instagram page at NCO Journal Official. You can also put your knowledge to print and submit articles to get published by visiting our official NCO Journal website. Until next time, I'm Sergeant Joni Jackson.